Das Chazar sagt, dass wir Chazar sagen, warum Yehudim sagt, dass wir Kamo darf Mem Gimel. Sagt die Gemara. Wir schlucken, dass if an axe killed the slave unintentionally, the owner is not chayv to pay the 30 shekel to the owner of the slave. This is based on the pasuk that says that the 30 shekel must be paid v'ashur yisokel. Teaches only when the axe will be put to death must the 30 shekel be paid. Rabbi said, if an axe killed a person unintentionally, the owner is not chayv to pay koifer. This is based on the pasuk that says ha'shur yisokel v'gam b'ol of you must im koifer, which teaches that only when the axe will be put to death must the koifer be paid. Abaye asked, the mission says, if a person says, my axe killed a person, he's chayv to pay based on this admission. Presumably this refers to koifer, and we see that there has to be paid, the koifer has to be paid even when the axe won't be put to death, because it's not going to be put to death because there are no two witnesses over here. Mar says the mission is not discussing koifer, it's discussing payment for damages. In fact, Mar, if it's referring to payment for damages, how are we to understand the next part of the mission, which says that if a person says, my axe killed someone's slave, he does not pay based on this admission, because the 30 shekel payment is a penalty payment. Now, if the mission is discussing payment for damages, even though the 30 shekel payment will not be made, the payment for damages should be made. So why does the mission say he does not pay? Rabbi said, I could answer that the first part of the mission discusses payment for damages and the later part of the mission discusses payment for penalty. However, that's a doichik teretz. Therefore, I will answer the entire mission is discussing payment for damages. Now, regarding koifer, where a person pays based on his own admission, for example, if witnesses say that an ox killed a man but don't know if the ox was a tam or a muad, and the owner says it was a muad, so he will have to pay koifer. So therefore, even when there are no witnesses at all, which means the ox will not be put to death, the owner must still pay for the damages. Regarding the payment of 30 shekel for a slave, which a person does not pay on his own admission, for example, if witnesses say that an ox killed a slave but they don't know if the ox was a tam or a muad, and the owner says that it was a muad, so he will not pay the 30 shekel. Therefore, if there are no witnesses at all, which means the ox will not be put to death, the owner does not pay for damages. Fracting more of Shmuel bar Yitzchak asked, the Braisa says, whenever a person would be chayiv if his ox killed a yid, he will also be chayiv if his ox killed a slave, whether in regard to koifer or to putting the animal to death. Now, this can't refer to koifer, because there's no koifer for the killing of a slave. Rather, it must refer to the damages to be paid. And we see that whenever they're paid in a case of killing a yid, they must also be paid for in the case of killing a slave. Rabbi answered, the Mishnah should be understood as saying as follows. Wherever a person is chayiv koifer for an ox intentionally killing a yid based on the testimony of witnesses, in that case he'd be chayiv the 30 shekel for killing a slave. Wherever a person would be chayiv for damaging for an ox killing a yid unintentionally based on the testimony of witnesses, he would be chayiv for damages for the unintentional killing of a slave where there are witnesses. However, when there are no witnesses, only admission of the owner, the two cases would actually produce different results. Rava asked Rabba, according to what you just said, if a person killed someone unintentionally with a fire that he lit, and there were witnesses who testify, he should be chayiv to pay for damages. The Gemara explains that Rava was actually uncertain himself whether a person's fire that unintentionally killed would make him chayiv to pay damages. Maybe we say that an ox which killed intentionally is chayiv koifer, and therefore is chayiv for damages when it's done unintentionally, but a fire that never pays koifer will also not pay damages when the killing was done unintentionally. Or maybe we say that an ox that kills unintentionally will be chayiv to pay for damages, even though he is potter from paying koifer. So a fire that is also potter from paying koifer will also pay for damages when it killed unintentionally. The Gemara remains with a teiku. Zaktimar Vaiter. Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yechanan said, the pasuk could have simply said koifer, but instead it says im koifer. This teaches that there is a koifer obligation for an intentional killing as well as for an unintentional killing. Abaye asked, if so, when the pasuk says im eved, you will say that this teaches that the 30 shekel must be paid for an unintentional killing as well as for an intentional killing. Now this can't be, because Rish Lakish says that if an ox kills a slave unintentionally, the owner is potter from paying the 30 shekel. And for the Gemara, Rav Dimi said, you can't ask a question for Rish Lakish on Rabbi Yechanan, because there's two different Baal members over here. Maybe they disagree. In fact, we actually find that Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, if an ox kills a slave unintentionally, the owner is chayiv to pay the 30 shekels. You see, actually, Rabbi Yechanan does argue on Rish Lakish in this way. In fact, according to Rish Lakish, who does not darshan the extra word of im by Eved, does that mean he will also not darshan the extra word im by Koifer? Mar said, no, it may be that he would darshan it by Koifer to teach that Koifer is paid even for an unintentional killing, because it's written in the Parsha that discusses payment, but he does not darshan it regarding the slave, because it's not written in the Parsha of payment.